This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sammy, hasn't Book Week been like the funnest?
It's been the best.
And I feel like we've saved one of the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
He is not just an author, but he is also an illustrator of the absolutely wildly popular series of books, Macca the Alpaca. And he joins us right now. Good morning, Matt Cosgrove.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Duncan. How are you going?
Matt, what book inspired you to become an author?
Well, there wasn't just one book that inspired me to become an author. As a kid, I loved reading everything, but especially The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis and anything by Roald Dahl. But there was one book, though, that I remember reading when I was little that made me realise how special picture books can be, and that was Where the Forest Meets the Sea by Jeanie Baker. But it's not just a children's book. It's like an actual work of art. The illustrations in that book are just phenomenal. So Jeanie Baker's created these amazing collages that represent the rainforests up in sort of tropical northern Queensland. And they're just so sumptuous and so beautiful. And they really are just incredible artworks that draw you into that story, and it tells that really important sort of message about caring about the environment. So it was a book that was really, I guess, ahead of its time, and it just made me realise how important books are and what an impact that they can have on a reader.
If you could dress up as any book character, who would it be?
I love the rhyming in the Dr. Seuss books, so I think, being a Matt, I would have to go with the Cat in the Hat. It seems like an obvious choice. So I would draw on some whiskers, pop on a stripy hat, and I'd be good to go.
Now, Matt, if we were to become characters in your book, who would we be?
Well, I guess the first thing that comes to mind would be Macca the Alpaca and his best pal Al from Alpacas with Maracas, because they're always having fun and having adventures together. So they'd be perfect. Or, because I know you, Sam, can play the saxophone, maybe Maxine and Jax, the sax-playing yaks, the actual winners of the talent show in Alpacas with Maracas, might be better.
I don't know, Matt. I'm pretty rusty these days on the saxophone. But honoured you'd think of me. Matt's brand-new book, Macca and Al Super Pals. Details at mattcosgrovebooks.com. Matt Cosgrove, as always, it's been an honour getting you on the show. Happy Book Week.
Thanks so much, Sam and Duncan. Happy Book Week. Keep reading.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.